वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी अकिंचनस्य दान्तस्य शान्तस्य समचेतसः मया संतुष्टमना सर्वा सुखमयादिश अकिंचनस्य दान्तस्य शान्तस्य समचेतस मया संतुष्टमनसः सर्वा सुखमया दिश अकिञ्चनस्य दान्तस्य शान्तस्य समचेतसः मया संतुष्टमनसः मनसः सर्वा सुखमया दिश अकिञ्चनस्य दान्तस्य शान्तस्य समचेतस मया संतुष्ट मनस सर्वा सुखमया दिश अकिञ्चनस्य दान्तस्य शान्तस्य समचेतस मया संतुष्ट मनस सर्वा सुखमया दिश अकिञ्चनस्य दान्तस्य शान्तस्य समचेतस मया संतुष्ट मनस सर्वा सुखमया दिश अकिञ्चनस्य दान्तस्य दान्तस्य समचेतसः मया संतुष्ट मनस सर्वा सुखमया दिश माताजी अकिञ्चनस्य दान्तस्य शान्तस्य समचेतसः संतुष्ट मनसा सर्वा सुखमया दिशा Matajis? Akinchanasya dantasya santasya samachetasa maya santoshta manasa sarva sukhamaya disa. What meaning? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah. Akinchanasya. One who does not desire anything. Dantasya. Whose senses are controlled. Santasya. Peaceful. Samachetasaha. Whose consciousness is equal everywhere. Maya, with me. Santushta, completely satisfied. Manasa, whose mind. Sarva, all. Sukhamaya, full of happiness. Disha, directions. Translation: one who does not desire anything within this world, who has achieved peace by controlling his senses, whose consciousness is equal in all conditions, and whose mind is completely satisfied in me, finds only happiness wherever he goes. Purport: a devotee who is always meditating upon Lord Krishna experiences transcendental sound, touch, form, flavor and aroma in the pastimes of the Lord. These sublime perceptions are certainly due to the causeless mercy of the Lord, of Lord Krishna upon one whose mind and senses are completely satisfied in Him. Such a person finds only happiness wherever he goes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that when a very wealthy man travels all over the world, at every place he stays, he always enjoys the same luxurious standard of comfort. Similarly, one who has developed Krishna consciousness is never separated from happiness. He, because Lord Krishna is all-pervading. The word kinchana indicates the so-called enjoyable things of this world. One who is akinchana has correctly understood that material sense gratification is simply the glare of illusion, and therefore such a person is dantasya or self-controlled, santasya or peaceful, and maya santushta manasaha, are completely satisfied with his transcendental experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatya Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Seek blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I can do this service to please you and purify my own self. Hare Krishna. In this chapter entitled Lord Krishna Explains the Yoga System, here in this chapter Krishna is actually explaining that devotional service unto Him or to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who Himself is. He says that this is the most excellent method for spiritual practice or spiritual advancement. He also spoke about the process of meditation. And actually, if you see Krishna in this chapter, in this 11th canto only, he has said that to Uddhava, that Uddhava, for welfare of the humankind, I have spoken three yoga systems. Actually, if you read in Bhagavad Gita, there are four yoga systems mentioned. One is Karma Yoga, second is Jnana Yoga, then Bhakti Yoga and Dhyana Yoga. Right? But Krishna is telling to Uddhava that I am speaking only about the three yoga system. He said that I spoke three yoga system in Bhagavad Gita for welfare of the human being, so that they can perfect their life. And there he mentions that Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. He doesn't specify about meditation or Dhyana Yoga, because Dhyana Yoga applies in all the three yoga system. That applies in all the three yoga system. If you want to perfect your Karma Yoga, then you have to have Dhyana Yoga. You have to have focused activities unto Krishna. Then if you really trying to enrich in your Jnana Yoga, then you have to have focused Dhyana. To study scriptures scrutinizingly so that you can understand Krishna in reality, in truth. And if you are performing devotional service, there also you need to meditate. So Dhyana Yoga is applicable for all the three yoga system. So that is inherent part of all the three yoga system. That is why Krishna mentions. But here in this chapter, which says, Krishna explains the topmost yoga system. So Krishna explains also the process of meditation. How in devotion also the meditation is very important. Actually, Uddhava wanted to know which process of devotional advancement is the best. Of course, Krishna revealed to Arjuna that of all the yoga system, this Bhakti Yoga is the topmost. Yogi nam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana Sraddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo mata. But here Uddhava is also asking almost the same thing which Krishna explained to Arjuna. And he also desired to hear about the super excellence of devotional service which is free from ulterior motivation. That is Uttama Bhakti. That is called Uttama Bhakti, which is Rupa Goswami has explained in his scripture in his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhaktir Uttamam. So Krishna is also explaining about that Uttama Bhakti to Uddhava. of course, based on Krishna's description and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deliberations to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that he could write this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and then the improved version of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is Ujjwala Neelamani Grantha. And of course, he also mentioned about, he also wrote this Upadeshamrita. These are all the signs of devotional service, which one, if studies, then he can excel into his understanding of this science of Bhakti Yoga. So that is what he wanted to know. Then Lord Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, replied to Uddhava that the original process of religion revealed in the Vedas has become lost during the time of annihilation. Actually, there are annihilation after every millennium. So that's what Krishna is mentioning, that when annihilation takes place of this creation, then everything, even the knowledge gets lost. Even the knowledge gets lost. So at the beginning of the creation, again when it takes new creation, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally comes and restores that same knowledge which was prevalent in the previous millennium. And what is the process? Lord speaks that knowledge to Lord Brahma, the first creator or the superintending creator of this universe, material world. And how do that Lord do that? Bhagavatam first canto itself says, Tene Brahma Hridayadikave. Brahma Hrida. The Lord speaks the truth in the heart of Brahma. And then Brahma in turn gives this knowledge to his disciples in the disciplic succession, and that is how the knowledge flows. So Brahma repeated this knowledge to Manu, Lord Krishna tells to Uddhava. And of course, Gita Bhagavan says, Krishna says to Arjun, that I spoke this knowledge to sun god Vivashvan. There he is referring to Vivashvan, right? And here he is referring that I gave this knowledge to Brahma. And Brahma then in turn spoke it to Manu. And there Lord says that I give this knowledge to sun god Vivashvan. Vivashvan spoke this knowledge to his son. Manave Praha. Manur Ichcha Vakave Abravit. And here the Lord is telling about that I repeated this knowledge to Brahma. Brahma in turn told this knowledge to, gave this knowledge to Manu. Manu spoke to the sages headed by Bhrigumini. And these sages in turn instructed this eternal religion to the demigods and the demons. And this is how it flows to the Rajarshi and Devarshi Paramparas till today. Till today it is flowing right now. Lord Krishna further explains that because of the living entities, many people may say that if Krishna has given one stream of knowledge, and where from where everyone should get that knowledge, then why there are multitudes of branches which are providing the knowledge? So Krishna reveals that fact also here. We may also sometime wonder, why this multitude of disciplines are there, why so many paramparas are there, all those things may come. So Lord Krishna explains that because the living entities multitude of diverse desires, living entities have variety of desires. This system of religion was elaborately explained in different ways. Because we can take the example of education. Even the child in the KG is also getting educated, and the person studying in PhD is also getting educated. Right? But the syllabus prescribed for their studies is according to their level of understanding. Right? So similarly, this same knowledge is spoken to different varieties of people in different methods and different standards, different labels, so that at their level they can understand it, assimilate it, and then progress further. This is what we see also the education system. Right? Initially, we study very less thing like ABCD. Then we start studying composition of words, then composition of sentences, then understanding those sentences, then finding the hidden meaning into those sentences. Right? Well, almost if it is, if you look at the basics, it's all ABCD combined together. It's all ABCD combined together. But this ABCD has meanings which are hidden in that, and that can be understood when we progress into our understanding of the truth. So similarly, this kind of things is also mentioned in that. The different philosophies arose. Different philosophies, like there are six symptoms of philosophy. That includes Mimamsa. There are two types of Mimamsa. This is called actually Karma Mimamsa. So Uttar Mimamsa, Purva Mimamsa. I am not going to explain in detail what all this means. You may be understanding it. So this is called Mimamsa. Then Nyaya, then Vaisheshika, Patanjalya, Bhakti Yoga. Like that, there are many systems of philosophy is there. Sohotra Swami Maharaj, Sohotra Prabhu, he became afterwards. He wrote this book, Six Systems of Philosophy. If you come across, you can study that. That gives very nice elaborate understanding on this. So, Lord shows that because of this different, even in this Dasmula Tattva, you must have heard about this book also. Dasmula Tattva, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There also he mentions about 10 foundational principles. And in the introduction to that book, he tells that although there is supposed to be only one branch of knowledge, but there are so many branch of knowledge, there are so many paramparas, there are so many systems we are seeing. So why these different varieties of systems are there when Krishna gave just one understanding, one reality? But because although Krishna explained one thing, but students sitting, their ability to understand that knowledge was different, so they could understand it differently, and they in turn transmitted differently to people. Right? And that is how so many branches came out. Like a teacher teaches the same thing to the entire class, but all the students sitting there, it is not possible that all of them will understand in the same propensity, same tune, intensity, everything. So this happens with the spiritual knowledge also. And he says that because people, they just mix some impurities into that. We mix impurity into that milk, the pure milk. And then the milk takes different shapes. Right? Sometimes it turns into curd, sometimes it turns into paneer, sometimes it becomes mawa, sometimes this, that, so many things. But originally milk is one. Originally milk is one. But it has variety of form, but this variety of form takes place only because of some impurities added to it. Right? They are called impurities. Why? Because they contaminate the purity of that milk. Similarly, the knowledge is also very pure. But because people contaminate this with their understanding, then the knowledge becomes diluted or differentiated from one to another. And that is how different systems of things have come up, like many theistic doctrines, and these theistic doctrines, the six symptoms. And then atheistic doctrines are also there. Atheistic doctrines, if you study nicely, you can understand that these are like Mayavad, Sunyavad. Sunyavad and Buddhism is almost the same. Jainism, Sikhism, there are many isms like that. You can find innumerable. Right? All these understanding, they are mixture of one's thought into the original knowledge branch, which is given by Lord Krishna. So because of people's understanding, their multitude of desires, so many things are there, that is explained in this chapter to Krishna. But what is the purity? If someone is really interested in purity, then he must refer to Krishna. Then he must refer to Krishna. If he refers other than Krishna to anybody,
then he will get only an adulterated knowledge. Either refer directly to Krishna or refer the representative of Krishna who is 100% representing Krishna. Right? 100% representing Krishna. So, these things are there. And because the living entity, bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord, is incapable of asserting this eternal truth for his own benefit. And this has been actually certified in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami, where he says, Maya Mugdha Jivera Nahi Swataha Krishna Gyan. Of his own, the living entity, bewildered or illusioned by the illusory energy of the Lord, will never get the true knowledge or unadulterated knowledge on his own. None of us get knowledge on our own. Everybody of us who come out of the womb of our mother, either some of us learn something in the womb also of our mother, but most of the time we just start learning things after coming out of the womb of the mother. Right? And then some of us become big scientists or this or that. It's all because after learning. So we hear these knowledges from some source. Some source is there. Either right or wrong. Some source is there. Not a single person gets knowledge automatically. Right? So, Maya Mugdha Jivera Nahi Swataha Krishna Gyan. Then what happens? How the knowledge, then the living entity will be benefited? Kaviraj Goswami says, Jivera Kripaya Krishna Kaila Veda Purana. Jivera Kripaya. By showing mercy on the living entity, Krishna created or he arrange to document the knowledge which he spoke personally into the form of scriptures. Jivera Kripaya Krishna Kaila Veda Puran. So anyone who is really interested in understanding the reality must understand the Vedas and the Puranas that has been explained either directly by Krishna, which is Bhagavad Gita, or this Uddhav Gita. Krishna is personally explaining this to Uddhav. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is personally explaining this to Arjun. And if we follow the representative of Krishna like Arjun, Uddhav, or representatives of Krishna who are in the line of Arjun or Uddhav, then we understand the reality. Because such representative, they don't adulterate the knowledge while serving to others. Right? But those who are affected by some selfish motivations, they actually somehow or other, like the milkman, if he is affected to earn more money, then what he does? He just adds some water into the milk. Because after adding the water into the milk, the adulterated milk also look like the milk. But it is not the pure milk. Right? It is adulterated milk. It will not have the same effect on your health, right, which the original unadulterated milk will have. Similarly, the knowledge that is pure, pristine pure, coming directly from Krishna, will have that effect which will not be there by accepting the adulterated knowledge by some unscrupulous people who actually adulterated it for their some selfish motivations. That we have to understand. So, thus the jiva, what happens, bewildered by the illusory energy, mistakenly identifies ordinary vows, penances, austerities, etc. to be the topmost spiritual practice. Right? But the only true means of achieving happiness and release from the mire of this material existence is to meditate on everything, meditate on offering everything on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the mood of loving devotional service. And this is a science. This is a science. Like we study science to understand it perfectly, the science of devotional service also needs to be studied. Right? Of course, if a person wants to understand science in a proper way, or any subject for that matter, in a proper way, then he has to approach a bona fide teacher who teaches that subject matter. Similarly, the science of devotional service also will be taught by a proper bona fide professor who knows the science to the best. Who knows that science. Right? So devotional service is a science and that has to be understood. Like I'll give you an example. Example is that this bhajan kriya, it has 9 steps. This bhajan kriya is also science. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, vandanam, archanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. This is science. How this is science? See, hearing has very important effect on our existence, on our mentality, on our understanding of the reality. Right? So we must know that what subject we are supposed to hear. Right? First we have to understand, we first know what we have to hear. Then we must know that from whom we have to hear. Right? From whom we have to hear and how to, what is the perfect process of hearing. Right? What to hear, whom to hear from and what is the process of hearing. Right? So it's a science. It's not a whimsical thing. If anyone is, I'm just telling, if anyone is whimsical on the part of understanding the reality, will never understand the reality in the way it is supposed to be there. That's not possible. We cannot devise our own method of hearing things. We cannot devise our own methods of doing things. We may devise something, that will be our knowledge, but that's not the perfect knowledge. We may in the illusion that our knowledge is perfect. We may debate also somewhere. But that may not be the perfect reality. So that is why to understand Krishna, whatever word he speaks, right, we must understand the value of the word, science of the word, the etymology of that word, how it has come from, why Krishna has used this particular statement only. And when Krishna is speaking something, he is trying to communicate something. So today's sloka, Krishna is trying to communicate. Today's sloka, actually, there are 2 slokas. Discussion concerning Uddhava's desire has been discussed in verse number 1 and 2. What Uddhava wanted to hear, and then disappearance of the transcendental knowledge, how the knowledge is lost, then the process of restoration, how the knowledge was restored by Lord himself, and the propagation of that knowledge through disciplic succession, how it happened, and then reasons for the prevalence of different doctrines, they are all discussed in verse number 3 to 11. All these processes are mentioned in this. Then from verse 12 to 27, different aspects of devotional service is mentioned. Like prerequisite of engaging in devotional service. Then qualities of devotional service, process of devotional service. So all these we need to understand in a scientific way. Scientific way. From a proper bona fide teacher. Verse 12 and 13 describes the prerequisite for engaging into devotional service. See, for understanding anything, there is certain prerequisite. If I want to climb to the next rung of that ladder, then I must first climb to the lower rung first. And then to the successive rungs, successive steps. And this is how we just climb on the top of the step. Top of the step. Bhakti yoga is the top of the step. And to reach to that top of the step, we must have certain basic requirements, basic prerequisites. And what are these basic prerequisites? These are mentioned in these two slokas. Of course, Krishna mentions to Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita. But we will not go into that detail. But what are the prerequisites? I may not be able to explain all these. But I'll just mention those prerequisites, and they are about 8 prerequisites that are required to understand this science of devotional service, which is mentioned in these two slokas. In 12th sloka, Krishna mentions, Mai arpita manah sabhya nirpekshasya sarvatah Mai atmana sukham yat tat krita syad visayat manah. And then in 13th, Krishna says that akinchanasya dantasya santasya samachetasah samachetasah maya santushta manasah sarva sukha maya adishah. Right. So, Krishna says in that first sloka, 12th, mai arpita mana, mai arpita mana. First requisite is that one must have dedicated his mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. Which he tells to Arjuna also. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. 9th chapter. If you really want to understand, then you offer your mind totally unto me. Right? Then this is one. Then, of course, that itself, Krishna says, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmar. Kaleshu mam anusmar. The smarana, function of smaranam is the function of mind. Right? The function of mind has to be dovetailed with Krishna. Dovetailed with Krishna. That is called mam anusmara. Anusmara not also whimsical. Like I want to anusmara, I want to remember Krishna, then I will have my own way. My way is highway. Right? Krishna says, no, you have to follow the already laid down highway. You don't have to create your own highway. Right? Mam anusmara. Anusmara, follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. And the way they remembered me, you try to remember me that way. Don't concoct your own methods. Right? This is Krishna says, mam anusmara. So the function of the mind has to be dovetailed to Krishna. Man mana bhava mad bhakta. You have to become mad bhakta. Devotee of Lord Krishna, premi of Lord Krishna, by your mind. Wherever the mind is there, the person's entire existence is there. Right? So Krishna is actually demanding the root itself. You give me that root itself. I don't want branches, twigs and leaves. I want the root. And the root is mind. Wherever your mind is there, you will be there. So if you really want to understand reality, perfect your life, then give your mind to me. Man manabhava madbhakto. Right? And what happens if a person offers his entire these things? Mai arpita mana buddhi, mame vaishyasi asamsayam. If someone dovetail his mind, offer everything to Krishna, then he will definitely go to Krishna. Then, and how that is also possible, there are many other factors mentioned that the mind has to be engaged into the service of Krishna without any motivation and without any interruption. Without any ahetuki apratihata. One has to engage his mind in the service of Krishna. Right? Then complete sharanagati. One has to take full shelter. And there are 6 symptoms of taking sharanagati. Shelter, complete shelter. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam, rakshaso iti vishwaso, gopatritve varanam tatha, atmanikshepa karpanya, shadvidhi sharanagati. These 6 symptoms has to be there if someone says that, oh, I have already taken shelter of Krishna. If somebody has taken shelter of Krishna, does he reveal these 6 symptoms? Right? This is another topic of great discussion. We don't have time. Then, Of course, my mind goes on to explain about this, but I'm trying to restrict myself. Then Krishna says in that second prerequisite is that nirpeksha. Nir apeksha. Nir means not, apeksha means expectation. Right? So, if a person is interested into Krishna, then don't expect anything from Krishna. The material world, the relation is, we have expectation from whomever we want to relate ourselves. But Krishna's demand is that, if you want to get related to me, don't expect anything from me. Whether I give you or I don't give you. If you are expecting anything, don't come to me. Don't come to me. Krishna says that, ye yathamam prapadyante tam satayo bhajam. That's my prerogative. If somebody comes to me, I will reciprocate with him, that is my prerogative. But you cannot force me to reciprocate. This is devotional service. So if someone is interested into doing devotional service, he must not be expecting anything other than giving something to Krishna. And that giving is giving service to Krishna. Right? If somebody is telling that I am devoted to serve you, then serve in the way the person wants the service to be done. Not the way I like to do. That's not a service. That is my sense gratification. Right? Krishna is not interested. Whatever you want to serve me, I am not interested. This is into karma yoga. Take this as karma yoga and whatever you are expecting out of this karma yoga, I will give you, go away. But don't expect bhakti from me. Anyone who is loving Krishna doesn't even expect anything. Right? He doesn't. And this is the symptom of love actually. If person loves to somebody, he doesn't expect anything from the beloved. If you expect something from the beloved, this is not love, that becomes vyapar. That becomes business. Then, in today's sloka, Krishna mentions, akinchanasya. Akinchan means one who does not possess anything or desire anything other than unmotivated, uninterrupted service of Lord. This is called akinchana. Kinchana means expecting something. Akinchana means, that is why Mother Kunti says, tam akinchana gochara. Akinchana gochara. If somebody has nothing else, then this person will become, Krishna will become his property. Right? Krishna will become property to that person. See, if we possess property, we have right to do anything with that property. Right? And when Kunti Maharani says that Krishna becomes the property of that impoverished, that means the impoverished can do anything but Krishna. He can sell Krishna, he can purchase Krishna, he can give Krishna free of charge, he can do anything with Krishna. And then Krishna becomes completely surrendered to that person. Completely surrendered to that person. Why Krishna will become so surrendered to unscrupulous people like us who have not controlled our mind also? Right? Our mind also is not in our control. Our senses are also not in our control. We just run like asati. Manorathena asati dhavato bahi. We are just running externally, helter and skelter, just to trying to gratify our senses. Why Krishna will be sold to such a person who doesn't give any value to Krishna? Right? So Krishna is not interested in any such persons. Krishna gives himself to such person. So that is why these are all prerequisites. Qualification if we really want to relate ourselves with Krishna. One has to become akinchanasya. Then who is akinchan? When Krishna becomes the property of that person, then how that person remains akinchan? Akinchan means he doesn't have anything. And Krishna says, Kunti Maharani says that that person becomes the property of, Krishna becomes the property of the Tvama Kinchana Vittaya. Vitta means dhan. The property. Tvam akinchana vittaya. You are property of the impoverished. So if somebody is impoverished, how can he hold property? The proverb goes that even the beggar is proud of his penny. Even if somebody has one penny, he thinks that I possess something. Somebody possesses Krishna. Who's Krishna? Bhagavad Gita, he himself says, Bhoktaram, Yajna Tapasam, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Suhriday Sarva Bhutanam. I am the proprietor of all the planetary system. If somebody is having some proprietary over a building, over some 10 acres of land, he becomes so much puffed up thinking that I can do anything with this. Right? When Krishna is proprietor of the entire planetary system, how much wealthy he must be. And if you possess that person, how can you call akinchana? How can you call akinchana? So akinchana means this person is not interested into anything material. Akinchana person is not interested into anything material. And how to become akinchan materially? The example is given, if you are very hungry and somebody gave you a dry roti to eat, and you are actually fasting for 4 or 5 days and you have nothing to eat, but somebody comes and tells you that, "Arey, why you are eating this dry roti, useless, stale, just throw it away." Will you throw it away? No. But if that person brings a plate of hot, sumptuous prasad, he don't even need to tell you that just give up this stale roti. Right? You automatically give it up. You automatically will give it up. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, that param drishtva nivartate. Right? One who has drishti on the parama, on the supreme, that person will give up everything. Right? If we want this thing also, that thing also, this thing also, that thing also, and simultaneously Krishna also. Krishna is not just one of the substance of this material world. Right? He is not just one of the substance of this material world. If you want to really possess Krishna, then we have to give up everything. Sanatana Goswami's story, you know that. He had that touchstone with him. And somebody came to ask for that touchstone. He gave it to him. He told him that, "I have just kept it into that dustbin. Go and take it from there." This person took it, became very happy, started going. And then started thinking that if this touchstone is so valuable, why this person has kept this into dustbin? Then he came back asking his query that you have put this into dustbin, this is so valuable thing. Why you did like this? He said that I have a bigger value thing than this. I have more valuable thing than this. Then he said that if you have more valuable, then give me that. Because I want to become valuable. I want to possess something valuable. Give me that. He says that if you want that, then give this first up. So how to give this up? He said that just throw it into the waters of Yamuna, so that you again don't retrieve it. Like Tulsidas says, Ram Kripa Bhava Nisa Sirani Jage Puni Nadasaiho. By mercy of Lord Ram, this Mohanisha, Mohanisha means the night of the illusory energy, night of the illusion, is gone. Mohanisha bhava nisashirani. Now I have become knowledgeable. I will not give up this again. But the maya, the power of maya is so powerful that many people who just give up things, but understanding that these are all useless, what over a period of time, under the clutches of Maya, again go for that same thing. Punas punas charvit charvanana. Right? So, one has to give this up. And how that is possible? Param drishtva. Param drishtva. One has to become param drishtva. And who is param? Krishna. You have to eye on Krishna. Right? Yeah, I want to get Krishna. Rama Ratana Dhana. Of course, then Akinchanasya, then Dantasya. Krishna says that to become Akinchan materially, one need to be self-controlled. One need to be self-controlled. Right? Dantasya means senses, actually fully subjugated senses, controlled senses. And senses, who is the master of the senses? Mind is the master of the senses. Right? Krishna controls these senses through mind. That is why he says, man mana bhava mad bhakto. Mind is the master of the senses. And if mind is somewhere else, can you think the senses will be subjugated? No. So to control the senses, the mind must be under perfect control. Completely subjugated. And if somebody is subjugated or controlled means what? The controlled person actually acts on the instructions or whims and fancies of the person controlling him. Right? So dantasya means one who is completely controlled. First is self-controlled. And self is controlled by Krishna. If the self is devoted to Krishna, that means the person, how to do that? They say that how to become desireless. It is not possible to become desireless. But there is one formula by which you can become desireless. Dotail all your desire to somebody else. Right? This person's desire is my desire. And most of the time we do this. Sometimes for acquiring certain things at household things, wife says something different, husband says something different, children say something different. But somebody has to sacrifice to somebody else's desire. Right? Okay, let us fulfill your desire only. Your desire is my desire. To please you, I do this. Right? So similarly, we have to dovetail our entire desire to the desire of Krishna. How to know where is the desire of Krishna lying? Krishna is not like Uddhava or Arjuna is coming personally and talking to us, where is my desire? Krishna is mentioning his desire through through scriptures or through his representative, the spiritual master. So one has to dovetail his desire to the desire of the spiritual master or to the desire of the scripture. Right? So to understand the desire of the master or the scripture, we need to have them study. We need to study them. Right? If I want to know your desire, I must be friendly with you. I must be associating with you. I must be hearing you. Right? I must be speaking to you. I must know everything from you. And how do I know everything from you? Unless I become your devoted friend. Always be there with you. Know everything out in and out of you. So one has to develop friendship to the spiritual master and to the scripture. Then one will come to understand the desire of Krishna. Then next comes to dovetail that thing. Right? Nantasya. And then santasya, peacefulness. Peacefulness. The requirement is to remain peaceful. Right? But Kaliyuga requirement, Kaliyuga is what? Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagyahi upadrita. Upadrita means always disturbed. There is not a single moment that person is not disturbed. Right? Not disturbed. How to get out of this disturbance? Disturbance, how it is caused actually? We have to think always for anything. What is this? How this happens and how to eradicate it. Right? So disturbance is caused by hankering and lamentation. Right? Hankering and lamentation. Hankering for things and lamenting for things that is lost. Right? This will definitely create disturbance. And how to eradicate this? Yasya vaisruya manayam krishne paramapuruse bhaktir utpaddati pumsam soka moha bhaya apaha. This will be eradicated automatically. Yasya vaisruya manayam. If we are hearing to Krishna, that is important. Sruyamanayam, Krishna Paramapurushe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is Krishna. There are many other Krishnas also. We don't have to hear all those Krishnas, right? We have to hear that Paramapurusha, Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, whom Kunti Maharani says that, Devaki Nandanayacha. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanayacha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. That Krishna we have to hear. Not any Krishna who stays to my neighbor. Right? There may be many Krishnas staying in my neighbor. We don't have to hear them. We have to hear to that Krishna. Right? So, Yasya Vasruya Manayam Krishna Paramapurushe. Then, this thing Krishna mentions that one who understands about me, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshyatam, then what happens? Shanti Mrikshati. He attains the highest peace. His hankering and lamentation is gone, ceases away. Right? So one must understand that. Then, Samacheshtasa, whose consciousness is equal everywhere, regarding heaven and hell. Just one minute. Lord Shiva tells to Parvati Devi, when she curses Chitraketu, that time he says that you tried to disturb Chitraketu, but he was not disturbed. Why? Narayana parasarve nakutashchana vibhyati swarga pavarga narkesva apitulyartha darshanam. Apitulyartha darshanam means that is the meaning of samacheshtasa. One should be equipoised in all circumstances. Happiness, distress, whatever. And who can be equipoised in all circumstances? One who is devotee of the Lord. Because he knows that when Krishna is controller of everything, right? If he is controller of everything, he is trying to ordain something upon me. He is trying to impose something upon me. There must be something that he wants something good out of me to happen because of this. Actually, normally we don't think this way. That Krishna has sent this upon me for my purification, for my betterment. Mostly we become actually disturbed thinking that this is giving us problem. Right? But even the problem also, that is why Brahmaji, who is our first guru, he gives a proper understanding that whatever comes, actually consider it as mercy of the Lord. Tatte anukampam susumichchamano. Anukampa. Like Prabhupada, when his business burnt, right? He understood that my business was burnt. And that time, Prabhupada just tells that sloka comes out of his mouth where Krishna mentions that yasyaham anugrahami harishyeta dhanam sane, that upon anyone if I give my anugraha, I takes away all his riches. So Prabhupada understood that Krishna is now actually facilitating his anugraha upon me, right? So that has to be there. Then, santushta manasaha. And then, santushta manasaha means completely satisfied mind. Who is satisfied? It is mentioned that bhukti kami, mukti kami, siddhi kami, sakala, ashanta or asantushta. Krishna bhakta also. If it is not niskam, then he is also disturbed. Krishna bhakta. Niskama ata eva shanta, shantusta. He is only shanta. So one has to do Krishna bhakti. Not in the garb of Krishna bhakti. we try to do Krishna Bhukti. Right? There is only one matra u ka difference hai. Bhakti and Bhukti. If you just put u, then Bhakti becomes Bhukti. So what we do, we instead of serving Krishna, we try to get service from Krishna. Krishna, please supply this. Krishna, please supply that. Krishna, this problem has happened. How to tackle this? Will you not help me? I am your devotee. All these things happens. And then, sukha mayaha, full of happiness in serving Krishna. Krishna says, then in service unto me, there is no distress. If a person feels distressed serving Krishna, that means there is some pinprick somewhere, which is actually giving him pain. Right? That pin is pricking. And what is that pin? That pin of material desires. That pin of material. Oh, I wanted this, but this did not happen. Krishna is not actually favoring me. This person is not favoring me. That person is not favoring me. This is the cause of my distress. That is the cause of my distress. Actually, remotely, something different is cause of our distress or happiness. So, these are certain prerequisites. I wanted to explain in detail, but time does not permit. I took a lot of time also. I'm so sorry for that. Thank you so much for attentively hearing to me. Hare Krishna.